Call the City of Simpsonville City Council Business Meeting, August 13, 2019, into order. Ms. Long, would you please call the roll?
Yes, sir. Councilmember Gooch?
Here.
Councilmember Kelly?
Here.
Councilmember Houlihan?
Here.
Councilmember O'Shea?
Here.
Councilmember Cummings?
Here.
Councilmember Hutchings?
Here.
Mayor Curtis? Pledge allegiance.
I apologize. If you'll rise with me to please recite the pledge of allegiance. Thank you.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. My apologies. Okay, everyone was provided with a copy of the minutes for the July the 9th, 2019 council meeting. Are there any corrections? Hearing none, the minutes of July the 9th, 2019 are approved. Next on the agenda, did we have anyone sign up for visit or citizen comments?
No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Okay, we'll move into business. Proposal for design services for fire station number 6.
Madam Mayor and Council, you should have in your council packet what was presented to you at the workshop meeting, where staff is requesting that we use the same architect that we did for Station 5 and Station 6. We need council approval to move forward.
Okay, do I have a motion? Madam Mayor?
Yes. I move that council approve the proposal for design services for fire station number 6.
Second.
Discussion, I have a motion from Ms. Houlihan being seconded by Mr. Hutchings. Discussion? Hearing none, I'll call for the vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Next, we have procurement method for construction of fire station number 6. Chief Williams?
Madam Mayor, this was brought to y'all at the workshop session where staff is requesting that we be able to use construction contractor risk manager CMA for our upcoming bids dealing with the construction of Station 6. Contract manager at risk.
Mr. Gooch?
Thank you. Mayor and Council, I move we accept procurement method for construction of fire station number 6 as proposed.
Second. I have a motion from Mr. Gooch being seconded by Ms. Roche and Ms. Houlihan. Discussion? Hearing none, I'll call for the vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Next, we have Resolution 2019-04, Phase 1A of compensation increase for public safety staff. Chief Williams?
Madam Mayor, you should have in your packet a letter from the city administrator addressing the phases for the compensation study that she is recommending. Staff is asking council approval for this.
Thank you. Ms. Houlihan?
Madam Mayor, I move that council approve Resolution Number 2019-04, Phase 1A of the compensation increase for public safety staff.
Second.
I have a motion from Ms. Houlihan being seconded by Mr. Hutchings. Discussion? Ms. Houlihan?
I would just like to say that it's about time we got here. We started talking about this, some of us, in 2016, very early, about a citywide staffing study. And more specifically, in late 2016, we started talking about police recruitment and retention in response to national pressures from which Simpsonville was not immune. In 2017, we tried to get something into the budget to provide some increases specifically for our police officers, and we were not able to make that happen. I really appreciate that this council, after that 2017 election, was able to come in and really work together with us to get us to a point where we could make this happen. Our city employees are our most valuable asset, and they need to be paid commensurate with their experience, their education, and their tenure with the city. And I think we need to start now with phase 1A, which is the public safety, police officers, the firefighters, to get them up to where they need to be with their new classifications, because they're the guys on the front line, the guys and the girls, women and men, on the front lines getting the work done and putting their lives on the line for us every day. So I really appreciate staff's work on getting that done, getting us to this place, and again, the support of this full council as indicated by the vote of the committee of the whole.
Thank you. Anyone else? Mr. Hutchings.
I'd just like to say I'm very pleased with the way we were able to achieve this point with the phase 1A by the present budget without having to impact taxes.
Thank you. Anyone else? I would like to second everything that Ms. Houlihan said, as well as Mr. Hutchings. I know without great financial planning and everything that we've planned on, we would not be able to accomplish this. So I think it speaks volumes about the ability of this council when it comes to maintaining financial stability for the entire city, as well as for our employees, and our employees, especially those that lay their lives on the line for us daily. I think they are entitled to all of our thanks and appreciation. So I think this is something that's long overdue. With that being said, I call for the vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Okay. Next, we have Resolution 201905, funding phase one of renovation for the Simpsonville Arts Center. Mr. Gooch.
Thank you, y'all. Mayor and Council, I move that we accept Resolution 2019-05, funding for phase one of the renovation of the Simpsonville Arts Center.
Second.
I have a motion from Mr. Gooch, being seconded by Mr. Hutchings. Discussion? Mr. Gooch.
Thank you, Mayor. Just want to reiterate again, this is a project that has been undertaken for many years by the city and has finally been able to come to fruition through the extraordinary work of staff and our city administrator, who obtained a grant for us. This council has kept this on the front burner, and we're finally going to have enough funding to get started on this project. It's not that we are able to put this building back to the condition it needs to be placed so we can use it for the purpose it was intended. And I'm quite pleased to see that this has come through, and I want to thank staff for all their hard work, and thank you, council, for continuing to work with everybody who's been trying to get this done. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Ms. Houlihan.
I'd second what Mr. Gooch had to say about it, and again say that it's about time we got here. It was a long process and a lot of work, and I think there were many points where some of us thought we weren't able to get to this point at all. And through the hard work of staff and the support of council, we were able to finally get to this point. I think that it's going to be very exciting for us, and it's going to be a huge asset to the city of Simpsonville when we're able to get this project complete.
Anyone else? Mr. Hutchings?
I would also like to second what Mr. Gooch and Ms. Hillhan have said, and just add that I'm very pleased with the fact that we were able to accomplish this in this short amount of time from the time we started the feasibility study until now. And again, we were able to do this without impacting tax dollars.
Thank you. Anyone else? Ms. Roche.
So to piggyback off of what Lou said, you know, when I first came into this year and a half ago now, it was a huge undertaking, and I knew that, but sometimes we go on hopes and dreams, and I just thought it was a travesty that beautiful piece of real estate sat there and just deteriorating. It was absolutely useless to us and had so much potential. I just think it's really awesome to see the way that the funding has come about, and how our city administrator was able to receive the ARC grant for us. $500,000 is just an amazing amount to be given for this purpose. And then the lottery funds, which we certainly were not expecting. What a blessing, just what a blessing. And you know, the creative funding that it's gonna take to finish this out using hospitality and accommodations tax monies, as well as all of the fundraising that we've done and probably will continue to do, we are truly able to get this done, make it an asset to the city, and there's no burden on the local taxpayer. So this is a win-win for everyone, and I just want to say I feel blessed to have been a part of it.
Anyone else? I will say that whenever we first started this, Ms. Kelly and Mr. Hutchings were on the feasibility committee to actually do this, and I thank you both tremendously for that, because that was the catalyst that actually brought us here today. And I know that with all of our hard work, blood, sweat, and tears, with the fundraising that we did, even running out of margaritas at some point, we were able to start the ball rolling, and look where we are today. It's amazing what a community can do whenever they are working together for the common good. And I feel like this is something that the community can really rally around and enjoy once it is completed. And I thank you, Ms. Kelly, I thank you, Mr. Hutchings, I thank all of you for your hard work and dedication to bringing this to fruition. With that, I'll call for the vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. At this point, we have a need for executive session to receive legal advice concerning pending claims against the city and for legal advice concerning licensure for selling memorabilia. Can I get a motion? Yes, Ms. Kelly.
I make a motion that we go into executive session to receive legal advice concerning pending claims against the city and for legal advice concerning licensures for selling memorabilia.
Second. Have a motion and a second. Discussion? All those in favor of going into executive session to receive legal advice concerning pending claims against the city and for legal advice concerning licensures for selling memorabilia, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
We are
in executive session to receive legal advice concerning pending claims against the city and for legal advice concerning licensure for selling memorabilia. Whenever we come out of executive session, there may be some votes taken.
Go ahead. Come down here.
You need my signature?
Yeah, when you get done.
Okay. Thank you.